Okay. On the we didn't. I sent out a general kind of agenda. I'm given to what I call template agendas that are in their presentation essentially the same from one meeting to the next, but in their content varies depending on what has happened or is needs to happen at a given point. So I'm looking at, so I don't have a formal agenda in the sense that people seem to be more accustomed to. So the next item that I have is for us to review, construct, and approve an agenda as to how we want to proceed over the next 45-50 minutes. And looking at previous agendas, the items would start off with approving whatever available minutes there are, reports from the chair, the affiliates coordinator report, subcommittee reports, the affiliate director eligibility and role, affiliate definition, new business, the affiliate's role at upcoming conferences, NFCB, grassroots, radio conferences, and other conferences that we ought to consider, affiliate program budget development, preparation for interviewing, for inviting new board chair, IED, interim, who's also serving as the interim ED to a meeting so that, we can share more of our ideas and and get more of her thinking, her assessment. Whoever's got phone ringing in the background, it's that pound one.
Oh, you know, it's probably me, and I'm sorry. I'm going to put this on mute so it doesn't interfere with us.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, did you send out this? Did you send this agenda out?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It was about, I don't know, I guess about 6:30 I sent it out.
Okay.
That we set our next meeting date, and which of course is second Thursday, and whatever agenda items that we think ought to be added at that point, that from our discussion tonight to be added. So, are there any other specific items that anyone would like us to talk about tonight?
We have an upcoming in-person meeting. We should probably talk about how we're going to deal with, if we want to, you know, what's going to happen at that in terms of the affiliates program.
Annie Lane's on line one.
Okay. Anything else? Is it okay if we put that under new business?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Alan Minsky calling back in.
Hi, Alan. We're just putting together the agenda for our discussion for the next 45 minutes. So, and the question is whether there are any particular items or issues that you think we ought to discuss.
I think I need to be reminded how to mute myself. Is it #1?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I'm in a car now. #1. Great. Thank you.
Okay. The question are there any other items that folks think we ought to discuss tonight or move forward to the next meeting?
Sounds like a resounding no to me.
It sounds to me as well. All right, so then can we approve the agenda as I've read it?
Oh, this is this. Okay, I found it.
You know, I'm sure it didn't. I'm sure it didn't get sent to me. Is it possible to resend it to me? Somebody at their computer to just forward it to me.
I will send it to you.
Okay.
I think I have.
Afia, this is Dina.
Uh huh.
I'm wondering if we can take a bunch of stuff off the agenda. You're never going to do that in 45 minutes. Sounds like another two-hour meeting.
What? How would you suggest we prioritize it?
Well, what would you
suggest we take off?
Well, there isn't the subcommittee meetings can be taken off because there hasn't been any real action. We're waiting for new members to join and then get started again. I think the minutes can be held up for the next meeting. And just to ask you and Ursula to bullet what's important, because really we only have 45 minutes.
Okay, and that, so...
This is just a suggestion.
Is it your proposal, then, that we would do the chair coordinator's report and in-person meeting and then move everything else forward?
Well, since Grace came on without any formal invitation, I'd love to take advantage of that and invite her formally and work on that in the interim.
Is she still on?
No, she had to go to the governance committee meeting. Okay, so when you say work on it formally, do we want to set a date, pick a date for when we want to invite her to come on?
Yeah, and if there's an upcoming board meeting, maybe it should wait until after that, but we can discuss that when the time comes.
Okay, I'm just trying to get clear about, get some kind of consensus of what items we ought to discuss. And again, so chair's report, affiliate coordinator's report, in person, and
the upcoming board meeting.
Yeah, that's got that. So I've got four items. Oh, there was an other piece, but I don't know that it's that was getting back, starting to do the guest, inviting guests to do the first part of the meetings, beginning to do that periodically, and I thought that that it was really exciting, the Ghanaian affiliate. So if we could have some discussion about that at some point, about the possibility of that, I think that would really be exciting. So, okay. So saying that we're going to talk about those four points, there's not a real long chairs report. I'm not sure how long Ursula report.
Under new business, if I could, this is Dina, if I could suggest that we highlight the learning from tonight from the four affiliates and start looking at what they're recommending and see if we can incorporate any of that into our work or bring it before the board at the next meeting.
Okay. Well, I think that that's going to be a meeting in and of itself. We could start that discussion, but I don't think we'll get very far on that particular point tonight. I'm not sure we're going to rely very heavily on your note-taking, Teresa.
I don't know how much of... are you talking about the open mic?
Yeah.
I don't know how much of... how much detail you want me to put into it, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
I also have notes.
Oh, good. Okay, so if we could combine those and then circulate them and begin from there. Are you not suggesting that we try to have that discussion tonight, are you, Gina?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Excuse me, Afia, can I speak to that for a minute?
Please.
I'm in the process of making a proposal, which I've submitted to Grace, and I think that'll help address that as well. So I, hopefully by the next meeting, I'll have circulated that, which I think will help respond.
Okay, good. Good, very good. Also, there had been a question about creating a fundraising committee or advancing the previous discussions about a fundraising committee, which I don't think we can get into tonight, but certainly should be back on the list under new business or add it back into subcommittee reports so that we can begin to talk about it even if we don't do anything about it.
I'm a little bit confused. Are you, Dina mentioned some things that she thought needed to come off the agenda. Are you approving for those things to be taken off the agenda, or are we taking a vote on that?
Unless I hear an objection to removing them, I'm accepting her suggestion and boiling the agenda down to basically 4 points.
And the four points are?
The chair's report, the coordinator's report, the preparation for the in-person meeting, and setting a date or proposing a date to have the interim ED to come to join us in a meeting.
Okay, the chair's report, the coordinator's report, I lost number three.
Chair, coordinator, in-person meeting.
Okay.
And
the date to have the interim ED.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So unless there's an objection, then I would... then that's the agenda for the remaining time on this call.
Okay.
Beginning with the... and everything else is deferred to the next meeting, to next month's meeting. With regard to the chair's report, there isn't a whole lot, I don't think, that to say. The effort move towards a freestanding budget has been adopted by the interim ED, and Ursula can talk more about the discussions that they've had about the formation and presentation of a budget. I think that in our earlier discussion, we indicated that that was a part of the task force's purpose and function. So I would like us to develop some kind of timeline as to what the task force's involvement is going to be so that we can have it in time for the upcoming meeting in April. And if my memory serves me correctly, it's like the last weekend in April. Dina, you might know more precisely. I don't have my calendar.
It's planned for the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th.
Good. Thank you. So if we could do what we're going to do before then so that it can be presented at that point, I think it would be helpful. A year, as you know, goes by very quick, and whatever it is that we can get done in this amicable and supportive environment, board environment, I would urge us to do so at this time. There is also serious discussions going on about developing the Sirius XM possibilities as a national broadcast platform for Pacifica. And Grace, when she visits with us, will be able to give more detail and greater specificity, but she is seriously investigating that possibility. And I think that...
I'm actually here.
Oh, okay. Hey.
I'm trying to go back and forth from the governance to this committee. I can give you a brief update. There were, I think, nine or 12, I forget how many, Sirius station channels available, but the deadline was about less than a week after, before I spoke with our FCC attorney.
Mm.
But he said that a Sirius channel may become available because people sometimes get one and then they don't realize how much, what a big task it would be to have one. So he said that from what he could figure out, SiriusXM was very hungry for a left-wing, non-commercial channel, a progressive, non-commercial channel. So, and we're basically, from what he could tell, we're basically the only network that would be capable of creating one. We have enough programming that we could fill up a 24/7 Sirius channel. So he thought that was a good chance. Whether we can actually move forward with that is another story. But I think it would be exciting if we could.
Is there anything we need to do to improve our chances of getting something that's open, that we'll know when there is an opening so we can jump in? Or can we submit an application now so we're next in queue or in line or what?
See, I already told John to stay alert, because and if one becomes available, to tell me right away, and you know, Pacifica right away. It's a matter of do we have the resources to actually take advantage of it.
Hi, this is Jan. Would Sirius pay us to be their channel? To be their left-wing channel?
No. There's no compensation.
So we would
no charge, no compensation.
So we would just be on the national, we would just be national via Sirius.
Exactly.
And then if we want to do fundraising on the air, can we do that?
I believe we can.
Okay, because that would
I'm not definite about that, but I believe we can.
Okay, so that's a question we would like to have answered.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll find out.
All right.
When you say there's no fee for us getting the Sirius. However, running it costs us.
No, I think there's two different, I think that what Grace is saying, there's two different options. One is us becoming like the owner of a station in which we would then run it. Is that correct? And then the other is that we would be like the provider of material for a station which Sirius would still own. Is that right, Grace?
No.
Okay.
We'd just be allowed to broadcast on a Sirius channel. I believe.
See.
I'm not, you know, I'm not exactly 100%. All I know is that there were some openings and they were filled, but in John Kriegler's experience, they often come back on because, you know, the person or persons who get the channel realize after a little while that they bit off more than they could chew.
Yeah.
Don't we know it? Okay, so maybe we can clarify about, you know, the fundraising and that kind of thing.
pardon my naivety. Could I ask a question? I was at my station the other day, and someone had a phone, and he just...
Teresa, someone needs to mute because it's hard to hear you. There's a lot of background noise.
It's not me. My question, just help me with this. Are we talking about the fact that when people have phones, they can just turn on and listen to any radio station? There are a limited number on the phones? Because I saw somebody do that the other day. Is that what we're talking about?
No, Teresa, okay. What we're talking about is, say, like when you're at the hairdresser's, mm-hmm. you hear there's like a radio station on that never has any commercials and
okay.
just keeps playing. That's satellite radio.
All right,
that's what we're
you.
Talking about.
Thank you.
Or if you rent a car, you turn on the radio, it's usually satellite radio.
You know, there is something the other day. There was somebody at the radio station. They had their phone in their hand, and they said, look, I can get 8 radio stations on my phone.
Yeah, that's something else.
That was pretty neat. We ought to check that. Thank you.
Yeah. Just as an aside to what I think Grace left us again.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay.
I just muted myself.
In addition to what Grace said, you know, which kind of fits it together with the discussion we just had with the folks who were from affiliate stations, Grace at one time suggested that possibly some of the programming come from affiliates for a channel like that, that the channel be the whole network and not just, you know, from 5 stations, but from the whole network. And I just kind of lightly ran it by a few affiliate directors in the network just to see what the response was. And boy, did that get their attention really fast. There was just tremendous, you know, interest right away in doing that. I didn't make any promises, but I just noticed that it just inspired a level of excitement that was really palpable.
Hello, this is Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, two things. First of all, I was trying to unmute myself from pound 1. How would I do that? Because I was unable to. I had to call back in because I have some feedback on Sirius. Is it pound 1 and then pound 1 again to unmute?
Yes.
Yes, there's something wrong with my phone. I have some experience with Sirius, and I actually think that we should encourage Grace as the IED to get in touch with them directly. My experience with Sirius is they have, you know, I've worked on some radio shows that have been on Sirius and XM, and they have been so unresponsive at times and very, very frankly not that professional, or because that whole project has been in such flux and it's not been functioning well and everybody thought it might go under and now it's been infused with new capital. I actually think Grace should just, maybe we should encourage Grace to reach out to their, you know, the people who oversee their programming and say, we're Pacifica, we're a big deal, we're available now, and we'd love to have a station on your thing now that we see that it's stable. So, you know, I was involved with having Access of Justice be in limbo with them forever, and, you know, they totally wanted the show on, and we never heard back from them. And, you know, when we finally make contact, they would everybody just sort of roll their eyes and say, oh, it's always like this around here. So, you know, it is a big deal, but I think we should, you know, not sit back necessarily and wait for them to get in touch with us. Because even when we know they want you, from my experience, it took months to have it happen.
Well, Alan, this is Grace again. John is going to be keeping his eye out for that. But if you want me to contact Sirius directly, one of you people in this working group should get me all the contact information, and then I'll make the phone call or phone calls. But I really don't have the time to do that little bit of research. It'll probably take maybe even an hour or two.
You
can get that to me and email it
sure.
to me, grace@pacifica.org.
I'll see what I picked up, Grace. Okay.
Okay, that's good. I think it's a great way to have national programming and to unify the network, to tell you the truth, to have shows from the affiliate network, from the 5 stations. I think it would be just terrific.
be a unifying force, and we would be a national channel and a national voice. I see very little downsides. I don't even think the expense is that great. What do you think, Alan? You're more into how much these things cost.
Oh, I don't know about that again. You know, Access, which is still on KPFK, is it's cost nothing for us to have them play it on Sirius. You know, they wanted it really badly, and then they just never got in touch with us for the longest time. You know, and the other stuff, I've worked on radio projects that have been on there. It hasn't cost the productions anything. You just either make it available, however you make it available, and then they run it. But that's different than a whole station. That's
yeah,
something
it would mean,
I can't speak on.
It would mean putting stuff up there 24/7.
Jan, we need to leave.
Ourselves.
Jan? Jan, are you on the line?
Is
hello?
Jerry?
Yes.
Hi, you're on an affiliate. You're speaking to the country right now.
I am. Well, I have to steal Jan away from you.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
I'll give you Terry instead.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, another advantage to creating a stream like that is that I periodically get requests from cable access television or community access television asking for a Pacifica stream to put behind, you know, announcements and things like that. And, you know, that there is a market for a 24-hour Pacifica stream that could be used, you know, in a lot of ways, actually.
By the way, I love the idea of catching the net wide and getting some shows from affiliates onto that.
Yeah, I'm totally in favor of that myself.
I also think it would be a great platform for lots of forums from across the country in our network. It's a natural for it.
I think so.
May I ask if we actually need to kind of give an assignment to someone to actually follow up on the ideas that we're throwing around? And I'm wondering if John Amella is the person that we could, you know, I'm not trying to find work for somebody. I'm just saying if it isn't assigned to somebody here on this meeting, we don't give it to Grace to find someone to do it, is anything going to be done? I just want us to keep in the back of our mind that if we're just throwing ideas around and don't give an assignment, it might just fall by the wayside. And it did occur to me that Otis McClay, I think, is doing some consulting for the foundation, so maybe he some information on things we're discussing.
Well, it sounds like Alan is already taking the action.
I'll do my best to get the right people for Grace to contact. It's Thursday night. I'm on vacation next week, so at the latest in about 2 weeks, about 12 days, I'll get Grace's best of contacts I can get. Maybe I'll be able to get it before I go on vacation in the next couple days. But I'll definitely do that within 2 weeks. If anybody wants to beat me to the punch, that's fine, but I'll do that independently for sure.
Okay, I think the strategy, besides just finding out if we can get a channel, would be to first survey the affiliates to make sure that a significant number of affiliates really like this idea if they're included in the programming.
Okay.
And the next thing is to have a motion come from this task force to the PNB, so it's placed on the PNB open session agenda. And also, it should be somebody from the affiliate task force should actually first get it on to the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee to ask somebody there to cost out how much it would cost if it would take a half-time staff person, a full-time staff person, to actually do the programming, because it's 24/7 programming.
Mm-hmm.
So it would take some staff time, and it would take some logistical support to you know, coordinate what shows would be from the affiliates. There's some administrative overhead here and some program direction. So it's not as though, I think it's for the amount that it would cost us, which is, I think, fairly low, to have a national voice and something that would do a lot to unify us as a network, not just in having conferences together, but actually working on a project that is national and that includes every unit of this foundation and its affiliates. So I think that that's the way it should be developed, by getting support of the national board, which should come from the affiliates, I think, or would be really well accepted by the national board if it came from this work group.
Do you think that the upcoming April meeting is too soon?
No, I think it would be good to discuss it.
Okay.
I actually think that it should be brought up in the National Finance Committee, just to see what the impact would be in terms of costs to the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If there's talk in the affiliate network, how much the affiliates are willing to put into it in terms of some effort and possibly small amount of funding for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's considered valuable enough, the affiliates might want to pitch in. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So that would have to fit into the NFC schedule, as well as our being able to put together. Yeah. So April. Well, I don't know. 4 weeks. I don't know if we can get it done in 4 weeks, but we could certainly start on it asking the NFC, and then coming out with some kind of formal survey device that we could get out to all of the affiliates to get some kind of feedback from them. So, I don't know. Ursula would probably. I mean, I would defer to Ursula in terms of getting.
Do you want me to call in?
Some formal sense of affiliate commitment.
Well, I'll start working on that now. It's a lot of chasing people down to get responses, but I'm sure I could get a response by then that would be enough to be an indicator.
Okay.
Also, if we have time for the NFCB meeting, that's also a good topic for the affiliates meeting at the NFCB.
Great idea.
Yeah, because then you're right there talking to them.
Yeah.
And the GMs, a couple of the GMs can be in on the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would really be very helpful.
Okay. That's
when is that conference again?
April 2nd, I think.
Oh, that's great. That's a natural.
Yeah.
That's good.
It'll be good to have something like that to talk about. It'll be great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
If there's any resistance from the GMs, talk them into it.
Yeah, they listen to me.
Okay, well...
Point of information, are we asking Ursula to officially bring this idea to the GMs?
No, they're aware of it. I'm going to bring it to the NFCB.
Okay.
And the GMs already know about this.
Yeah. My impression is Sean is into it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my impression, too.
Okay.
And, if you want help in terms of the proposal, I'm certainly happy to help.
Okay,
or David or whoever does it or anybody else.
Yeah, I think that you're in the best position for being able to access that. I think we probably need to come up with some just short kind of notice. But we can talk about that off the call and
okay.
See what we can put together that would that it could be even a stepping off point. The NFCB could be a stepping off point for using it and see what we need to clean it to do to clean it up and that sort of thing.
Okay,
that's all I have as a report. And unless you all have other questions of Grace, then I would move on to Ursula's report. And if I drop off, it's because my cell phone battery is dying. So, okay, go ahead, Ursula.
Okay, I think I sent you the information about our newest affiliate, which is the folks out in Ghana.
Yes.
And a very interesting group. They're actually listener-sponsored, which is kind of fascinating because most community radio stations in Africa that I've known so far are usually commercial. So
I have to go. Sorry, I have to go back to the governance call. I'll try to call in later.
Bye-bye, Greg.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And so they're very, very eager to be involved with Pacifica. He calls me every morning, which must be very expensive for him.
Not by Skype?
No, he just calls on his phone, and which I guess is night for him. But they figured out how to stream the Pacifica satellite live, and so they're doing that, and they're getting really good responses from it, and so I'm setting them up with a password for audio ports so they can get a little bit more sophisticated choice of programming. And he's really pushing hard for some sort of exchange. He would really like to have somebody from Ghana come here to the United States, and he would really like somebody from Pacifica to come there. So so he kind of keeps putting that on the table, which sounds like a great idea if we could figure out how to fund something like that. And I've asked the general managers to, you know, look in their stations and see who at their stations would be interested in taking up contact with them because they're really eager for contact with people. And, you know, so if you know of anybody at your stations that would like to communicate with, his name is Alex, you know, please let me know and I'll send you the contact information and we can, you know, communicate with him. There's also, like, a whole bunch of other community radio stations in Ghana that he wants to hook us up with. So, conversely,
is he, Matt, question, is he working with the archives to get archive materials? Is he working with
I don't think he's that
Video
aware.
And Prometheus?
No, he's not with Prometheus. They were a project, the French Embassy. They're an NGO. And the French Embassy paid for this project, and I don't think it had anything to do with Prometheus. I asked him why he knew about us, and he said he found PacificaNetwork.org on the web. So the website did its job as an outreach tool. What was I going to say? Speaking of frontiers, I'm also trying to look inward to the United States for the areas of the country that we don't have any contact with yet, and working with a station in Montana, Missoula, Montana, the University of Montana, and they're pretty close to affiliating, so it's kind of exciting. So we might be able to get into Montana as well.
Great community.
Yeah. It's a college station. They do have an NPR station, but they also have a college station, and that's the station that's talking to us about joining the network. Other than that, I've been spending most of my time writing a proposal about addressing some of the issues that I think Dina brought up in terms of, which is very much in line with some of the suggestions that were given by the affiliates. I was heartened to hear that I was pretty much in sync with their thinking. And it's basically a proposal for where I think the affiliates program should be developed. Right now, the affiliates program isn't really doesn't have a whole lot of structure anymore after the past year, and so you know the question is kind of on the table: where does this program go from here? So I've
made my proposal. I finished today and sent it to Grace. And after, you know, an initial discussion with her, I'd like to be able to pass it on to the rest of you so that and there can be discussion here, too, and hopefully, you know, facilitate what Dina was you know, wanting to bring up. Because I do feel that it is something that we should be taking to NFCV, and it should be something we should be taking to the board meeting. We should be talking about where this program is going, what we want to do with it, and which will also impact any sort of budgeting we do. And quite frankly, I feel that, and I'm not saying this is a threat or trying to be doomsday, but it's just my professional opinion that if we don't make a decision soon, we are going to begin presiding over a collapsing program in terms on many levels. And we're going to be beginning to see attrition that is going to really reverse a lot of energy in the program. So I really feel that it's important that we, you know, take decisive action in terms of deciding what we're going to do. So hopefully I sent the proposal to Grace today, and hopefully, you know, very shortly we can widen the discussion so that, you know, we can start to really do some real thinking about it. And, I mean, just to, you know, clarify, the proposal is basically, you know, based on the concept that was actually discussed a lot tonight of how to really use the resources and the extremely collaborative energy that exists in the affiliates program. I think you felt some of that energy tonight from these folks, how we can really position ourselves to position at Pacifica to facilitate that and really create an important role for Pacifica at a time when a role like that is really needed in community radio. That's the end of my report.
I was curious as to why the order in which you're approaching the proposal to submit it to the ED before consultation with the task force. What was your thinking?
Well, this is an eternal dilemma as a staff person at Pacifica. Technically, Grace is my supervisor.
Right.
And so, you know, the institutional chain of command is really in that direction. Now, in the past, you know, I'm constantly faced with a confusion about what the chain of command really is in this organization, but I think you yourself are aware that in the last year, when I did not respect the chain of command, I was became the target of tremendous acrimony and accusations. And the truth is, Grace is my supervisor. And so I'm following that chain of command. If if you feel otherwise, you know, I guess I would need clarity from, you know, both the board and the executive director as to how exactly I'm supposed to make decisions, because the truth is, no matter what I do, it's wrong. So I'm just, you know, it's because Grace is my supervisor.
Well, it's not a question of right or wrong. I was just, and I think it's a question that that needs to be resolved in some kind of institutional way, right? And so I'm not putting that onto you. I don't know what
right.
that.
Well, you know, also, you know, I'm sorry, also, if you.
Wait a minute.
Somebody's rustling papers around or something.
Yes.
It's very distracting.
Compound one, mute yourself. Compound one, mute.
I mean, also, another reason is, you know, in the last half year, I've you know, repeatedly said I wanted to talk strategy with the task force and with you and with David, and you know, was told that that wasn't the way to go. So that, you know, contributed too. So it's just, I'm just trying to follow the path of least resistance and make something happen.
Well, I think it's great that you're meeting with the GMs and the IED now. So there must be a breath of fresh air, I think, in the way they move forward with your input. So I think it was probably very expedient for you to draw up this when you had an IED that's enthusiastic about your ideas. I guess my only question is, do we get to see it, and when do we get to see it? Because everything that comes out of this, well, almost everything that comes out of this committee is very refreshing and invigorating, and we want to ride that wave.
That's great. I'm sure there's no
problem. Will somebody please stop that rustling? That
I'm sure there's no problem with that. Of course, it's like really hard to see how things look from each other's point of view. But you know, I think if somebody walked a mile in my shoes, they would comprehend the constant kind of confusion that exists about how to proceed with any sort of proposal in this organization. It's just really a confounding, organization to work for. And I just constantly ask people to work with me, and the people that do, I'm happy to do it. So I don't think there's going to be any problem with, sharing this with the task force and moving forward.
Okay, so as I was saying, I think it's very difficult when you put an idea out and it hasn't really been vetted by the proper reporting authority. I mean, basically, I've been working with Ursula on this project as a volunteer, and it's a very exciting new proposal, but Ursula does have a reporting authority, and she really needs to go there first, and then, of course, we'll come to the steering committee, come to the task force to get the task force to help develop it and to get it fully vetted. So I think that it's best that this is the way that she needs to go, basically because how politicized the affiliates task force has become in the past. And I would definitely support going to Grace first and then coming to the committee second.
Well, I think that there has to be some institutional resolution to the process. I can appreciate the tension and join in opposition to the hostility that was expressed under certainly in the last year. But as I said in the outset of tonight's meeting, and as I've repeatedly said, I think that if we're talking about the affiliates, then there has to be a place where the affiliates are participating in the formulation and the direction that the program takes and the form that it takes.
Who just came on?
Alan did.
Well, Afia, I understand exactly where you're coming from, but you were not on the year before in 07 when the Pacifica National Board voted to create the affiliates program as a unit of the foundation and to give Ursula a management position and to give her staff and support
and money
and an equal footing with general managers. Oh, whoever just came on, it's happening.
It's Alan.
And,
it's me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna peel off the call. I gotta go pick up tickets for something at Will Call. So I'll get my information to Grace, and I'm gonna try to give you a call independently, Ursula, when I'm back from vacation too. Okay.
Okay. Or just
Alan.
Do pound pound one and listen as you go.
I don't think that's working for me. next call, I'll be in my office. I won't be out and about after 6. Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Thanks. Bye bye.
Thanks.
So we had a PNB motion. We spent a whole year developing a proposal.
Okay, I don't need you to recount. I don't need you to recount that. Not only have I heard it recounted a number of times, I've also read the resolution, and I've began advancing aspects of it. the what I view as the cornerstone of which is the establishment of a freestanding budget for the program.
Mrs. Ursula, when you have
Let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I think that what is important is that there are institutional vehicles and devices that are put in place that on which not only can the coordinator rely, but that the representatives can rely as well as the board. And that is the basis of my question. So I don't, you know, there may be something else that Ursula has to add that makes, that will be more informative or clarified, but that's where I'm going, and that's where I think that we need to ultimately be, is that there is an institutional process in the same way that Grace recommended that we first submit the serious proposal to the NFC and then get input from the affiliates, the extent of interest and likelihood of material support, and then to present it to the PMB. There has to be
a similar
kind of process that where the that deals with affiliate issues.
Can I say something?
Let Ursula make the point that she was going to make, because I don't want this to be a back and forth between you and I, and we're over time.
The affiliate coordinator's report.
Go ahead, Ursula. No, she said she wanted to add something to this.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say I am very happy to comply with whatever process. I think it would be great. I agree with you, Fia. It would be great to come up with a clear process. It would be very helpful. I also want to say that, there is something in place. I do have a supervisor, and so that's why I have, followed that direction until now, because because there is a management structure. Pacifica, it's a little bit, thin, but it is still there. The third thing I want to say is, I also want to say that I understand your concern about affiliate input, and I want to reassure you that this proposal actually came more from affiliates than anyone. There's been a tremendous amount of affiliate managers who have contacted me and have spoken with me and have participated in trying to figure out the proposal. So this is not a proposal done without affiliate input. And the last thing I want to say is that I really have repeatedly for the last year begged for, the ability to work directly, with the affiliate directors on the PNB, I need to move forward, and so I have chosen to do so with the director. I repeat, as I have for consistently for the last year, I would love to work more closely, with the directors on this call. I cannot work by going from meeting to meeting. I will never get anything done. I have to do real planning. And if Fia, you and David or any other director wants to work with me more closely, I would love that. The door has been open from day one. I have just been told repeatedly that that's not really right now, going to happen. And so I've had to move forward. And so
what I will do is to ask Grace to forward me a copy of the proposal and begin talking with her about developing that vehicle.
That's fine. Whatever process you want to come up with is fine. I'm happy to work that way. But I do want to reassure you, there's been a tremendous amount of affiliate input into this already. And I think Chandra can.
I don't doubt that. The what is critical is that there's an institutional vehicle to ensure that, and that's Certainly a part of that was to do the call tonight, and
right.
we seem to have a consensus to at least attempt to do do one on a quarterly basis.
Sure, that's great.
So,
and one of the reasons I'm pushing this along right now is because I want to be able to take a proposal like this to the NFCB, because there'll be a lot of people there, and I can't do that without, you know, the director knowing about it, because I can't make promises that aren't real, you know, to affiliates. I can't get them involved with something that isn't real. So that's why I'm also pushing, you know, for Grace to look at this and hopefully to show it to the task forces as quickly as possible.
Okay. We had two other items.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask Ursula two questions. Since she's doing her report.
Okay.
But I also had asked to say something.
I'm sorry. Dina, go ahead. Let me point out that it is now 10:10, so we'll be wrapping up shortly. So do make it brief.
It was only to say that only last year was Ursula really working directly with the task force. It has always been that Ursula is part of Pacifica management, and she always worked with the ED from the beginning of when she was hired. She worked with Dan directly and with the staff at Pacifica directly. And it was only in the mess of last year that it was impossible to work with the ED. And so she came to the task force, and in your tenure, Afia, so you came to understand that that was the process, but in fact that never was the process. It just was for last year.
Well, I don't care whether it was or wasn't. As an affiliate, I think that the process has to be of inclusion of affiliate participation and input has to be institutionalized, and that's not based on personalities or inclinations of either the ED, the task force composition, or of the coordinator, but that there is an institutional process in the same way that there are institutional processes for all other elements of Pacifica.
And Afia, I definitely agree with you on this point, and I think that Ursula and all of us on the task force agree, too. Unfortunately, that has not been the case.
But wait,
the affiliate program has been the stepchild,
but
we're all on the same page here. We're not disagreeing.
Super.
Right. But the affiliate directors could be sending emails to all the affiliates and getting input directly, and that was something that Nathan did as a director. It's something that most of the directors have not taken advantage of, but you have direct access to all of them. And so you could be getting that input and bringing it here to the task force. That is one of the charges that we've been trying to get going for all these years, that the affiliate directors have direct access to all the affiliates, and that you represent them and you bring their ideas and you're speaking on behalf of them, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of them.
Precisely. I just think that we need to come up with a design of what that looks like. Part of it is
better communication.
Is key. There were two other. Wait a minute. Was there somebody else who said they want?
Yes. I just wanted.
You had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ursula, have you been working on a budget? Is there any time soon when we'll see a budget?
No, I have not started to work on a budget yet because there's so much unclarity about what the program is right now.
Okay.
That there really needs to be some agreement as to what we really are going to do, I think, before we can budget.
Okay. The other question was, I've seen a couple instances lately, and I sent you an email, for example, about, I think, a station in WEOS, and I said, are these people affiliates? Do you make these formal contacts? Evidently, you're doing one with Missoula, Montana, but I hope that me sending you an email saying, you know, could this be possibly an affiliate? I hope that's helpful to you, and I'd love just to find out. I'd love some feedback that says, that lead wasn't very good or that's not possible. You don't have to go into detail, but love
okay.
to know if anything
okay.
that I suggest to you is of use to you. Okay?
Yeah, sure. Duly noted. I will make a bigger effort. WEOS is an affiliate, but I think you sent me an email about another station that's not. And I will make a bigger effort. I apologize to everybody. You really have to understand that losing an assistant is just really makes life hard for me. And I'm not as fast as getting back to people as I used to because the level of work is just really overwhelming. So I'm slower, and
mm-hmm.
things fall through the cracks these days, and I hate it. But I really am doing the best I can. I hear you, and I'll take note. And sometimes I just don't know, and I don't have time to do the research right away.